Penguin Audio presents Alpha and Omega by Patricia Briggs. Read by Holter Graham. Chapter 1. The wind was chill, and the cold froze the ends of her toes. One of these days, she was going to break down and buy boots, if only she didn't need to eat. Anna laughed and buried her nose in her jacket, trudging the last half mile to her home. It was true that being a werewolf gave her greater strength and endurance, even in human form. But the 12-hour shift she'd just finished at Scorchy's was enough to make even her bones ache. You'd think that people would have better things to do on Thanksgiving than go eat at an Italian restaurant. Tim, the restaurant owner, who was Irish, not Italian, for all that he made the best gnocchi in Chicago, let her take extra shifts, though he wouldn't let her work more than 50 hours a week. The biggest bonus was the free meal she got each shift. Even so, she was afraid she was going to have to find a second job to cover her expenses. Life as a werewolf, she had found, was as expensive financially as it was personally. She used her keys to get into the entryway. There was nothing in her mailbox, so she got Kara's mail and newspaper and climbed the stairs to Kara's third-floor apartment. When she opened the door, Kara's Siamese cat, Mouser, took one look at her, spat in disgust, and disappeared behind the couch. For 6 months, she'd been feeding the cat whenever her neighbor was gone, which was often, since Kara worked at a travel agency arranging tours. Mouser still hated her. From his hiding place, he swore at her, as only a Siamese could do. With a sigh, Anna tossed the mail and newspaper on the small table in the dining room and opened a...